We're going to check in now on some of the major headlines out of Iraq over the past few days. It's the BPP segment we call The Week in Iraq.
Attacks on U.S. troops earlier this week killed six soldiers, pushing the April casualty count to 49, making April the deadliest month since last September. U.S. military officials say the spike in fatalities comes from prolonged fighting with the Mehdi Army militia loyal to Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The battles in Basra first erupted on March 25th.
At least 35 Iraqi citizens were killed yesterday when a double suicide bombing hit a wedding convoy northeast of Baghdad in Diyala province. Iraqi police say a female bomber blew herself up in front of the wedding convoy. 10 minutes later, a second bomber detonated as people tried to help the wounded. 76 people were hurt in the coordinated attack.
Shoulder more of the burden. That was the Senate Armed Service Committee's message to Iraq yesterday. The panel unanimously approved an amendment to a defense bill that would prevent the Pentagon from spending more than $2 million on reconstruction projects.
And finally, several senior Shiite Iraqi leaders are in Tehran to address concerns that Iran is arming and financing militias in Iraq. The delegation was dispatched Wednesday by Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri Kamal al-Maliki after evidence reportedly surfaced that Tehran is meddling in Iraq's internal affairs. Iraqi military officials said their forces discovered a large cache of Iranian-made arms in Basra several weeks ago. In recent weeks, the Bush administration has amplified complaints about what it says is a growing Iranian role in the arming, training, and financing of anti-government Shiite militias. Sam Brannan joins us now to talk about the role of Iran in the U.S. mission in Iraq. He's a fellow at the International Security Program for the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and he's an expert on Middle East security and defense strategy. Hi, Sam.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being here. So let's talk a little bit about this delegation that Maliki's government has sent to Iran. There have been similar delegations. It's normal for Iraqi officials to go spend time in Iran, their neighbors. There are strong political links there. What is different about this delegation, about this meeting?
I think that what's different is that we know that the delegation is going not just to consider broad bilateral relations with Iran, but really to bring some evidence to Iran's doorstep that they have been involved in Iraq's once again growing instability, to basically tell them to knock it off, to stop sending munitions, to stop training Shia militia groups, especially aligned with Sadr, and to play a productive role in Iraq's future. Apparently, the intelligence that they're providing is U.S. supplied. And this is the third visit in the past month. There have been two previous visits, one of which came during the height of fighting in Basra about a month ago, in which an Iraqi delegation went to Iran and basically pleaded with generals and others who are responsible for Iran's foreign military activities, asked them to please stop the fighting in Iraq.
So this is all evidence that the relationship between Iraq and Iran is getting more and more complex. I mean, the Shiite majority government in Iraq has strong ties to Iran. It's also a nation with a strong Shiite majority. Has the fighting in Basra caused loyalties to shift? In other words, has the Maliki government, in wake of the fighting in Basra and the allegations of Iranian influence in spurring that fighting on, has it shifted some of the allegiances and loyalties? Have the Maliki government and his supporters, have they become more nationalistic in exchange for that Shiite connection to Iran?
Well, I think that the Iraqis, even those with strong Iranian connections, are very suspicious of Iran, because what both countries remember is the war from 1980 to 1988 with almost a million casualties that both sides fought, the first Gulf War, if you will. But I think that what's happening now is that you're seeing how complex the relations are between Iraq and Iran. Iran is not just one government. You don't have relations with their State Department or their Ayatollah Khomeini, or Khamenei now. You have relations with different factions within Iran. And what you have is that Muqtada al-Sadr, the cleric, and his Mahdi army have relations with the military wing of the Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, the Quds Force. And that is increasingly making the central government wary. They have political relations, and Muqtada al-Sadr appears to be pursuing military relations and trying to start a movement that would look a lot like Hamas or Hezbollah, which these Iranian factions also have relations with. And so I think that what's happening is that Iran may be coordinating its policy in Iraq and just playing different sides of the field to see who will win and to pick who's best for them at a given moment. And Iraq, obviously, is also pursuing different relations with different people in Iran.
Let's talk. You bring up Muqtada al-Sadr. Let's talk about Sadr. The Iraqi delegation, officially anyway, has said we have no plans to pay a visit to him. Sadr, we should say, is believed to be in Iran. No confirmation of that. But even if they're saying publicly that they're not going to visit Sadr, isn't a meeting like this irrelevant unless they engage him directly?
Well, I think that it definitely is, and I would be surprised if they did not meet with him. There's no question that Muqtada al-Sadr is now the most powerful political figure outside of the Iraqi political process. His party has boycotted the government at the moment, and he believes that, and I think that increasingly other Iraqis believe that if there was another election held tomorrow, either at the provincial or the national level, he would stand to gain heavily. He has increased in popularity as Iraqis have become more and more disaffected with the central government, which is perhaps failing to deliver increased security. The surge has gained some level of security, which, of course, the Iraqis played a very large part in the surge through their own security forces. But more than that, the economic conditions on the ground for the average Iraqi are not getting better. Trash removal, water, sewage, basic services are not improving. And so at least with Muqtada al-Sadr, people know what they're getting, which is somebody who's going to oppose the American occupation and definitely take the country in a different direction. Not a good one from our perspective, but a different one.
Now, for at least the past year, U.S. military officials have been presenting what they say is evidence that Iran is indeed funding Shiite militias and trying to undermine the U.S.-backed Iraqi government led by Maliki. Iran has denied this. But this all has the makings of a dangerous proxy war, Sam. How does this get resolved? I mean, that's a pretty large question, but can't Iraq in this particular time be a positive conduit between the U.S. and Iran?
It could be if the Iranian and Iraqi governments weren't so intertangled. To think that the Iraqi government is on our side more than it's on the Iranian side is just not accurate. I think many, even in this Iraqi government, resent the U.S. occupation. They see it as necessary for them to solidify their hold on power, but they're none too pleased to have America there or to have America in the region. And I think a lot of them feel a lot closer to Iran and think Iran has more benign, albeit they might be cautious about what its ambitions are. They think they're more benign in the region. From our perspective, our continued occupation of Iraq severely limits our options to deal with Iran's nuclear program. Iran is using this to let us know that they can hurt us and U.S. soldiers, as they have. They have killed many U.S. soldiers. The State Department just again confirmed that Iran is the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. This is not a country that you want to get nuclear weapons. And that's exactly what they're doing, is using Iraq as a proxy means to deter us from attacking Iran or from even taking harder sanctions measures against them.
Sam, we're going to have to leave it there. Sam Brannan is a fellow at the International Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Stay with us. This is the BPP from NPR News.